This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Marcellus in Aiken. Marcellus writes, I'm a 51-year-old married man, and I haven't been intimate with my wife since December because she will not stop smoking cigarettes. I gave her an ultimatum, and she told me that sex is not that important to her. Is she a liar and a cheater?
No. Well, bro, let's look at a couple of things. You haven't had sex with her when she's 51 because she started smoking. It's not attractive to you. You told her, obviously, stop smoking, we can have sex again. She told you sex ain't that important to her. Now, you also haven't had sex since December.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
What's the pause?
Yeah, your point.
I don't know what the pause is.
So, I'm saying, does that make you a liar and a cheater? Because, see, all we talking about is ain't nobody had sex since December. She just started smoking cigarettes. She may be trying to figure out what the cigarette got to do with having sex.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the hand, you just ain't having sex with your wife because she smokes cigarettes, right? I'm not saying nobody's right or wrong in this situation, but I'm just saying let's just get it all out on the table. Now, if she's not having sex because she's a liar and a cheater, then why ain't you having sex?
See,
come on.
He doesn't, well, with her, because she smells like cigarettes, obviously.
Yeah. Do you know what we've overlooked?
What?
For sex.
We being men?
What?
Girl,
yes. What?
Smell right. Like cigarettes. I put cotton with air freshener in my nostrils.
All right, so the problem is his. Okay. Moving on to Deja in New Orleans. Deja says, I'm a daddy's girl, and my mama hates it. I call my dad, and my mama answered his phone and said, we don't have any money. I'm tired of her playing with me like that. I am grown with my own family. How do I get my mom to stop this?
Well, you do play the daddy girl card. Mm-hmm. Quite often, and the mother knows that. I'm kind of a, my daughters can call me, they will call me before they call they mama in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a Dogs heartbeat.
Do.
Yeah. Because they know. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to say yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she not going to stop, and you not going to stop. Mm-hmm. And the beat goes on. Yeah, so, you know, welcome to drama land, and that's what it's going to be. Your mama ain't having it, and you're not going to stop. So,
yeah,
you can't get your mama to stop. She going to protect her husband because she know you've taken advantage of the privilege, let's just say that.
Oh, okay.
And your mama is blocking, and that's her job.
Yeah, she's tired of her calling up there asking for money all the time.
Next question.
All right, here we go. Kelvin in Buffalo writes, my girlfriend and I share an apartment, and she asked if her 16-year-old brother can live with us when he gets out of juvenile detention. He's been in there for 3 months for skipping school and stealing a car. Would I be wrong to tell her, heck no?
No, you wouldn't be wrong. Well, I mean, where the parents at?
Exactly.
See, the 16-year-old boy don't want to go back home because he already know the restrictions at the house, which ain't work because he's still skipping school and stealing cars. So now when he come over there, he going to expect, and he's he could be manipulating you because he wants to come to a situation that has a lot more leeway in it. I think when you get out of juvie, you need to go home and you deal with the consequences and let them parents work through that.
Yeah.
Now, if your dad is in the picture, your mom and dad, that's got to be their deal.
Yeah.
But he got out of juvie and come to your house?
Yeah.
But you know what? That may not be possible, though, because he's going to come out of there on probation. And probation going to have some restriction. And the parents are always included in that, especially with a juvenile. So he may not have a choice. I'm pretty sure as a juvenile, his release is pending on something to do with the custodial parents, whoever that is. That has to be clear.
Yeah,
because they got to release this juvenile to somewhere. And him asking you, can you stay there? I'm not so sure that's how this is going to work. He may be trying to use you. So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
He
don't do it.
Y'all calling either way. I'll tell you that.
What, nephew?
He gonna steal their car if he comes stay over there. He got it.
He just want to stay somewhere, like Steve said, with the rules. Look, he thinks are going to be easier.
Yeah, man. Because you know, maybe this 90 days ain't taught him what he need to know. It's sad, but it don't sound good right now. Just based on that, he need to go to wherever his mom and dad at. And that's what juvenile detention center's gonna do.
So the boyfriend wouldn't be wrong in telling her no.
No, heck man, no. He don't know nothing about your brother.
That's his house.
Come on.
All right. Moving on. Last one, Steve. Aaliyah in Dearborn says, I called my husband and he hung up on me. I called a few more times with no answer. He called minutes later and said he was talking to his old boss and he knew I didn't want anything. My husband was right, but shouldn't I always come first?
He was talking to his old boss.
Yeah.
And he knew you ain't want nothing. He was right.
You know, he wasn't talking to his old boss.
He wasn't talking to his old boss.
Yeah, but you know what? He could have. Listen.
What?
He hung up and then he didn't answer. Now, we're going to have to go with he was talking to the old boss. Now, y'all can listen. See this fool right here that y'all be listening to. Y'all got to be careful with him.
No.
Be careful with him because he ain't always trying to advise y'all.
Yeah, of course.
You heard what he said. You know, good damn well he wasn't talking to him. See, now we done threw the woman into something else because that ain't what she was saying. She was saying, shouldn't she come first? You see? So I'm just trying to let her understand that if he was talking to the old boss, let him have finish the conversation. You know, I've had to ignore my wife's call because I'm on the business call. You know.
But he knew she didn't want anything and she said he was right. But
okay, now, fool, go ahead. You got 10 seconds.
Who talks to their old boss? Who do it? Who go back and talk to their old boss?
You used to call me. You used to call me every time I fired you.
You're all welcome. Right.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.